WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Brian man, whom officers believe was shot during an armed robbery Tuesday night in Houston, is in the Brazos County Jail. 32-year-old Elijah Mims was booked into the Brazos County Jail yesterday following his arrest by College Station police. They were notified of a gunshot victim at the Med, and officers learned Mims was a person of interest to Houston police. After Mims was checked out, he was arrested on a Harris County warrant. Neither Houston nor College Station police have disclosed any details. It's been nearly a month since the College Station Planning and Zoning Commission gave unanimously endorsed changes in residential parking regulations. The City Council considers possible action at tonight's meeting. During last month's P&Z meeting, staff planner Teresa Rogers reviewed the recommendations made by a task force.
Only consider removing parking through a recommendation from the city's traffic management team when there is a verified safety concern. Any of the neighborhoods that would want to remove parking would have to do so through a private process.
New homes and developments would have the additional cost of adding off-street parking. Also, as the Highway Department is discussed by the College Station City Council, the Texas Department of Transportation is hosting a public hearing this evening in Navasota. The public hearing concerns the replacement of three bridges on Highway 105 crossing the Brazos River and Coles Creek west of Navasota. The state will be purchasing about 100 acres of land, and construction is projected to start in 2015. Officials say the replacement is needed because current bridges are obsolete and the river is moving west. Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Navasota Center on Stadium Drive. Also, this summer's plan by TxDOT to shift maintenance costs of state highways inside city limits to city governments will be discussed this afternoon by the College Station City Council. The State Transportation Commission was told at its last meeting that the transfer would not be mandatory. College Station has 31 miles of state highways. Staff is not asking the council for direction at this time, saying they'll be meeting with TxDOT in the near future. Look for proposed high-speed passenger rail service to be discussed at the next Bryan City Council meeting. Mayor Jason Byenski plans to bring up at the next workshop a request to help pay for a consultant that's been lobbying the idea for years.
We, as with College Station, haven't been participating with the consultants, but they're wanting to bring us back to the table. There's talks maybe the cities and the county go together and maybe split a vote and come to the table and have representation. So it is important, and we do want to be a part of high-speed rail. We want to figure out a way to get it to Bryan-College Station as affordably as possible, and that would benefit our citizens.
Byenski says the annual payment for the consultant would be $25,000. The A&M system has announced more changes in its management structure, which also impact the flagship university.
The domino effect began earlier this week when System Vice Chancellor Brett Gerrar was named the next leader of the Health Science Center, which has returned to university control. Then it was announced responsibility of the System Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing would move to the Health Science Center. The consolidation means adding research dollars to the HSC that system officials say puts A&M on par with the UT Medical Branch in Galveston. The move also means possible job losses. A system-wide audit's underway to determine what will happen long-term. But for the time being, there will be one fewer position. That's because Gerard's former job at the system will be taken over by Guy Diedrich, who is in charge of A&M's lobbying in Austin. The Health Science Center's lobbyist, Jenny Jones, will now be responsible for the system's relationship with state leaders, and Scott Suddeth will continue his role as Director of Federal Relations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The mayors and the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Bryan-College Station and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have announced their wager for Saturday's A&M-Alabama football game. According to the BCS-CVB, it's all about barbecue ribs. The winning city will have to provide a sample of their town's best barbecue ribs and a shirt with their school colors or logo to the losing city. The losing mayor and CVB director will then have to eat the ribs while wearing the other school's shirt. Also, the CVB director will pose at a tourist hotspot wearing the opponent's shirt. Pictures will be posted on social media sites as well as their respective websites. Meanwhile, last year's A&M-Alabama game was selected as the college football game of the year, and artist Daniel Moore has created an oil painting to capture that victory.
This one focuses mainly on Johnny Manziel slicing through the Alabama defense, and then with some of those figures fading into the background, as you can see, into the shadow. And then I've included on the clock 12 minutes left in the game, symbolic of the 12th man.
Moore says he just completed the painting a few weeks ago, and Friday, a canvas replica will be presented to the 12th Man Foundation, along with a Shadow Box Award and $5,000 scholarship check honoring the Junction Boys. You can find a photo on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:12. News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Folks at Intercon remind you they can help you lower your utility bill, which is something we'd all like to do. And one of the things that you can do, which you'll notice immediately, is that you put solar screens on, especially your east and west facing windows, and as a result, you know, sun can't get in, can't heat up the inside, your utility bills go down. Again, that's something that you can do instantaneously. You'll see a difference. And then, of course, they have the windows that are more energy efficient than probably the ones you have right now. And by the way, just as an aside, builder's-grade windows are not that energy efficient. So remember the folks at Intercon when it comes to windows. If you're looking for some sort of remodeling work to be done or maybe a new build, understand that you call specialists in for advice on other things that you want to do in that home. Why not your windows as well? And the great thing about Intercon being a hometown company, and they have hometown folks who work for them and do the installs. And finally, there's never any high pressure. You don't have to worry about that with Intercon because they have many, many satisfied customers from their decades of work here in the Brazos Valley. So let them get to work for you. And oh, by the way, if you're a BTU customer, they have some initiatives out there that can help offset the cost of those solar screens and other things that you do to save on the energy of your BTU bill. So get in touch with BTU about that and get in touch with Intercon. Number at Intercon is 823-3639.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Warm weather continues across the region. A series of cold fronts are going to remain off to our north through Saturday. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today with highs near 95. Tonight, clear weather, lows overnight 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, we're going to be back near 95. Really doesn't look like we have any prospects for rain. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Big game on Saturday, partly sunny, 90 to 95 during the game. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Alabama head coach Nick Saban spoke with the media about the Aggies yesterday. Yahoo Sports reporting five SEC players did no-nos. We've also got updates for baseball for you and more trials and tribulations in NASCAR. All that more coming up at 7:50.
There you go. So now do you have that little sound bite from Coach Saban?
I do.
About playing here.
I do.
Yeah, could you play that? Would that be
well,
okay?
Well, you know, I'm sure this is going to be a difficult place for us to play. Mm-hmm. I think it'll take a special discipline focus mm-hmm. on our players' part. Mm-hmm. You know, be able to manage the external circumstances that they're going to be in, whether it's crowd noise, whatever it might be. And I think that's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, the last three games we lost, I think we lost at home. All right, so I'm still not looking forward to playing tough places in the SEC on the road.
again, Kyle Field is a tough place to play, but it's not the only tough place to play.
I mean,
he's going to comment on that, and that's fine. But I would venture to say that Death Valley, been there a time or two. That's the Death Valley at LSU. I don't think I've been to the Death Valley in Clemson. Pretty sure I haven't. Anyway, there are other places that are tough to play. You know, at Neyland Field, they throw things at the players. You know, they throw things onto the field.
Well, if you put it into context, it's not like playing Arkansas back when it was the Southwest Conference.
I mean, they're nasty places all over, and you know, Alabama's played in a lot of them. So, you know, that being said, just go win, baby. You know, just makes life a whole lot easier, right?
It do.
All right, here's today's amazing fact. Frogs can get athlete's foot.
Goo.
What?
Boo.
Well, you don't have to go treat it. I'm just letting you know.
How do they scratch it?
I don't know.
Oh,
how is that worse than people getting athlete's foot?
Well, I mean, athlete's foot, it's not worse. I just touched a frog earlier this week.
Well, okay. It doesn't mean that you're going to get athlete's
foot. Athlete's foot is the same fungus as jock itch. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just
unpleasant. I didn't know we needed to discuss that on the air, but yeah, I mean.
Well, not everybody knows that.
Well, that's true.
Pants.
You know, you're exactly right. There's going to be somebody who's going to go to school today and say, guess what, Mrs. Randolph?
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, you brought up the subject.
I brought up athlete's foot and frogs. Okay.
Children.
Go ahead. Don't
one
go ahead.
Of the things that I dislike the most about this job is getting up so early. Two times this year, I've stepped on a frog in the dark. And the first time, the frog disappeared. So I don't know if something ate it or if it made it. Huh. But yesterday, I came home, and the little frog was still there, fatally injured. And I built a shelter over it. Then the next time I came home from my noon news, the shelter had blown off, and he was getting kind of dried out. And then I moved him under a bush and poured water on him, and he still died.
Well,
he had blood on his head. I just felt so
terrible,
bad.
Hello.
Yeah, well, you let Cap know I'm having breakfast, and we're having frog legs tonight.
Yeah,
that a girl.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, cut the feet off. Yeah. Well, use a flashlight as you walk out to your vehicle, then.
Nobody has time for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I turned on the light,
mm-hmm,
but this frog blended in with the bricks in the walkway.
They will do that. That's true. Well, put up a little sign saying this is a frog-free zone.
I tried to make noise and shuffle my feet, but it was just one of those sad things.
Maybe want to put a sign up that says frog crossing to remind you every morning. I'm not sure.
I don't know if I'll see it because I'm walking in the dark, Scott.
I understand. That's why I say get a flashlight. Bring a torch. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm the teacher who's going to hear about jock itch.
There you go. Congratulations. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling, Mrs. Randolph.
That would be Kat at BrianBroadcasting.com for
Scott's
comments.
Scott's the one who put that idea into people's minds. I believe it's Scott we should be thanking.
For what? But put what in people's minds?
Saying that kids are going to tell that to their teachers.
Excuse me. But that's what kids love to do. When they find out something new, they want to share it with everybody.
Well, especially something like that when you're a boy.
Of course. That's perfect.
I promise somebody's going to be called jock itch foot today.
Because somebody's going to call in right now going, well, what did I miss?
Good
I just walked
grief.
In. Yeah.
Good grief.
Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. It's Friday. Oh, no, it's not Friday. Go ahead.
I wish it was Friday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't forget about the old favorite of ringworm.
Yeah, that's right. We could also be talking about that. Yeah. All right, when you want a promotion, what do? Head to the kitchen. A quarter of us say that we bake sweet treats for bosses in order to make a good impression. And for those that don't bake, a fifth of them say that they bought cakes and treats and passed them off as their own. Yeah.
Oh, as if you can't tell whether it's homemade.
Oh, this frosting tastes store-bought. Yeah. And anyway.
Lard mixed with sugar.
I worked very hard to make it taste like that, thank you.
Yes, there. And what if we don't like a colleague's cookies? Well, we lie. Half of us have lied about a workmate's baking skills when, in fact, they're not that good, and you're just trying to curry favor with
them. What if we like the cookie, we just don't like the colleague?
Well, you can certainly, you could post that anonymously. I like the cookie, but not the colleague.
These cookies are great, but you're a jerk.
That's all right.
How would that go over?
That'd be fine. All right, so now we have a reason why. Here's why men lose weight faster.
Oh, you have a higher metabolism.
It is frustrating to watch a husband lose weight while his wife is not losing as fast. So Here's the deal.
And more muscle mass.
Sure. It's overall a guy thing. Researchers discovered that men lose weight way faster than women for several reasons. It says here they're better at ignoring temptations and don't eat comfort under
stress. Oh, no, that's dumb.
Well, it is. Don't eat comfort food under stress. No, but they drink beer for any reason. Anyway, less of a history of dieting, therefore fewer failures. Now, that's statistically, okay, I can see that.
Sure.
And then, as you said, the extra muscle, speeding up the metabolism. Researchers discovered that when men and women diet at the same time, men tend to be more focused and less distracted. Yeah, right. They also don't get derailed by life's events. Again, not a lot of guys go get the wooden spoon and the cream cheese filling and sit down and watch it.
I don't know where you ever came up with that disgusting sounding idea.
What's that?
I mean, I could understand eating Nutella, but like cream cheese out of a tub just sounds disgusting.
Well, you can buy it at the grocery store, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but somebody puts it in a cheesecake. They don't sit and eat that.
Well, I know you say that. There's some people who might.
I mean, how do you know?
Well, that.
How did you come up with this idea?
It's visual comedy. Hi there.
Yes, and we also don't consider chocolate a food group.
That's right.
But chocolate is a vegetable. It grows on a tree. So is butter. I mean, all the cow ate was grass. And so if it came out of the cow, it has to be a vegetable.
It's all natural, right?
Butter. It's a vegetable.
When was the last time you saw a cow tree?
No, I'm just saying the cow. Think about it. Uh-huh. What makes the butter? The cow from the grass. Grass comes in, butter comes out. Yeah. Butter must be a vegetable.
Well, actually, there's some chemicals involved quite often because I know you'd like to think about how cows stand around and eat green grass and munch on it, but that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes they, I don't know if you've heard about
Did you forget I'm a Grimes County girl?
I know, but they have these things called feedlots. I don't know if you've heard about them or not. You don't find a lot of grass
usually
there.
Cows in feedlots are not the same ones who are producing milk.
That's true.
All right, so cattle.
There you go. So milk is a vegetable. Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just butter.
All right.
Butter's a vegetable, so eat it everywhere you want on anything.
But if milk and butter both come from a cow, how could one be a vegetable and the other not?
Because milk is more water-based.
Ah!
It's more like
a juice. There you go. It's cow juice.
Moo
juice.
Oh,
my God.
John Chandler.
I'm dying.
John Chandler by day, 43 years old, a salesman and father of two, and self-proclaimed Southern boy who lives outside Dallas and grew up on college football and barbecue. But online, he is the creator of the world's best lasagna. Artery-clogging towers of sweet Italian sausage, ground beef, and ricotta cheese.
Mm.
Don't use cottage cheese.
No.
That has reigned as the most popular recipe on allrecipes.com for more than a decade. It has earned 10,400 ratings.
What's his name? I'm looking him. I use All Recipes.
John Chandler.
John.
There you go. You ought to be able to find him very easily. And he's been pinned on Pinterest more than 25,000 times.
Lasagna.
All Recipes. Yes, the All Recipes folks estimate 12 million people, 12 million and one, because Kat's looking at it right now, has viewed it in the past 5 years alone. Now, here's what happened. In 2001, his then girlfriend, and I think.
Wait a minute. We got to go back. Okay.
Hello.
It's a good thing Isaac Newton was not under a cow tree.
You know, you're right.
that could have been horrible.
Extremely messy. Hello.
I guess Kat thinks the Brenham cow's milk ice cream.
Yeah.
No. No.
They walk him into a freezer. It's very, very cold.
No. I'm not that stupid. Good grief.
It's just a little humor.
Oh, that was funny.
Anyway.
I just need some more breakfast.
In 2001, his then-girlfriend, who was an avid All Recipes user, said, "You need to post your lasagna online." And so he did, and it quickly started getting 5-star ratings. It climbed to the top of the All Recipes rating while she was submitting recipes that didn't go so well.
Hmm.
Yeah. John, for his part, said, "Yeah, our relationship ended soon after that."
AT&T wants to send you to this weekend's big Texas A&M game against Alabama and let you go behind the scenes at ESPN College Game Day. Get down to the AT&T store at 1505 Texas Avenue South in College Station this Thursday between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. One lucky fan and a guest will be chosen for an exclusive AT&T behind-the-scenes look at ESPN's College Game Day, plus 2 tickets to the game. While you're there, check out the latest devices AT&T has to offer, the great deals on accessories, and complete the coach's challenge for your chance to win.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 96 for a high temperature today. About the same thing for tomorrow and Saturday. We do have a slight chance of rain on Friday night at 30%, 20% on Saturday. And then Sunday night, we have a chance of showers again. As we start Monday, not quite as hot. 92 will be our high then. Right now, the winds are calm. 87% relative humidity, and it's 73.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 14th, it's grafting tomatoes. Grafting is often done to increase yields and help combat pests and disease. Come learn how to do it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Ninth Circus, the U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco, has ruled against Google over the way they gathered data for their Street View maps. Now, Google's camera-equipped cars collected more than video. Using accessible radio signals, they also collected info from inside people's houses. The court determined that the payload data that was captured over unprotected networks included emails, usernames, passwords, images, and documents. The court acknowledged that people sometimes connect to their neighbors' Wi-Fi networks, but the court said people don't do what Google apparently did, store and decode data transmitted by other devices on the network. When a German data commissioner busted Google in 2010, the company quickly apologized, saying they screwed up. But after the Ninth Circus ruling, the tone changed. Google's legal team says they're disappointed in the ruling and are considering their next steps. Hey, Google, how about this for a next step? Consider a joint venture with Obama's spy guys, the NSA. See, under Obama, it appears the NSA has record of every phone call. You guys have people's emails. You have their passwords, usernames, and documents. You even have their photos. A merger could be really interesting if you haven't done it already. Talk about Street View. Between you guys and the NSA, you might create the best mapping programs in history. Just imagine what that kind of data could do for opposition research, say, in politics for the Democrats.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Get out your scorecard to keep track of the latest organizational changes at A&M and the system headquarters.
There will be one fewer lobbyist representing the system. That's after the vice chancellor of federal and state affairs was moved to strategic initiatives. The new job for Guy Diedrich follows Brett Gerard's move to leading the Health Science Center. That leaves the system with two lobbyists. Jenny Jones will continue to represent the HSC, but will also add system interests before state leaders. And Scott Suddeth will continue to work with those in federal government. In another announcement, responsibility of the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing is moving from the system to the Health Science Center. The estimated cost savings of the consolidation is yet to be determined. The number of job losses will be based on a system audit that's underway, and no immediate changes are planned in the physical locations. The transfer means additional research dollars to the Health Science Center, which system officials say has the potential to move the HSC from a fourth tier to a second tier research school, similar to the UT Medical Branch in Galveston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As A&M and Alabama prepare to face off, this week's festivities include the presentation of a 3x4-foot oil painting by artist Daniel Moore of Johnny Manziel slicing through the defense.
The running game and his elusiveness was really what fascinated me, that he was just able to slice and dice the Alabama defense, which is usually pretty good against the run. I just think that this was just a way to symbolize the, you know, pretty much capture an iconic image that explained the game.
Moore says his work, titled Turning the Tide, took 2 months to complete and was a result of last year's game being designated College Football Game of the Year. A canvas replica of the painting and $5,000 will be awarded to the 12th Man Foundation tomorrow afternoon. You can see a photo online at WTAW.com. Among the friendly bets on the outcome of Saturday's A&M-Alabama football game is barbecue. Ribs and T-shirts are on the line for the mayors and the directors of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in the Twin Cities and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The winners will be providing the prizes, and the losers will get to enjoy the ribs while wearing the opponent's T-shirts and getting their pictures taken for posting on social media. For the losing CVB director, they'll also have their picture taken while wearing the winner's shirt at a tourist hotspot. Houston police were interested in a gunshot victim who appeared at College Station Medical Center Tuesday night. What is known so far is that a Brian man was taken to jail yesterday after his arrest on a Harris County warrant for aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Allegations against 32-year-old Elijah Mims have not been released from either Houston or College Station police, which sent officers Tuesday night to the hospital. There appears to be a majority of Bryan City Council members supporting high-speed passenger rail service coming through the Twin Cities. That was among the remarks made by Mayor Jason Bienski.
Ann Orton and Art Hughes have been working diligently on high-speed rail and transportation, and they seem to be very supportive about it. And again, we want to make sure that we're not left out again. In 50 years from now, we're looking back and saying,
"Why did we do that? Our
leaders, you know, missed the boat again."
Art Hughes and Chuck Condorla voiced their support during Tuesday night's council meeting following comments from two members of a group lobbying for service between Houston and Dallas by way of Bryan College Station. Bienski says it will be part of the council's next workshop meeting. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes parking in residential areas. Recommended by a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission last month, staff planner Teresa Rogers says regulations would increase off-street parking for new homes.
Increasing the minimum requirements for off-street parking to one space per bedroom, with a maximum requirement of 4 spaces being required, and requiring no more than 50% of the front portion of the property be used for parking or be impervious.
For existing neighborhoods, parking bans would only come when the city's traffic management team rules there is a safety concern. Tonight's meeting will also include an update on the desire of the Texas Department of Transportation to shift maintenance of 31 miles of state highways inside the city limits to the city. The latest position by the state is doing the transfer on a voluntary basis. The council has been told city staff will be meeting with TxDOT in the near future. The governing body is not being asked to take an official position at this time. And while that discussion takes place, TxDOT is holding a public hearing at the Navasota City Center for reaction to plans replacing three bridges west of town on Highway 105. Projected for construction in 2015, the project would remove obsolete bridges and address the westward shift of the Brazos River. This evening's hearing starts at 6. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 72 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's linehomeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. The Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hot weather will persist right through game time on Saturday. We have high pressure controlling the weather. It shows no signs of breaking down in our area anytime soon. Lots of sun today, a few clouds, highs right at 95. Clear tonight, lows will be 70 to 75. Partly to mostly sunny near 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny Saturday, high Saturday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
He is a fierce competitor.
That's Coach Nick Saban from Alabama talking about Johnny Football. We'll get you caught up with A&M football as we get ever so close to the big game on Saturday. Broncos linebacker Von Miller in trouble again, and Yahoo Sports reporting 5 SEC players may be in some trouble. All that and more with sports at about 7:52.
So no matter what plane the President of the United States is on, it is always Air Force One.
Correct, if it's a plane.
So no matter...
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't know it was a passing title. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that's the call sign. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Yep. Thought it was a specific plane.
It goes from its normal tail number, which they're identified by, to Air Force One when the president gets on the plane.
Wow.
And the helicopter is Marine One.
Yep.
No matter what it looks like. So anyway, that being said, does any car that the Pope drives or comes in contact with the new Pope-mobile?
Yes.
And actually, there is a new Pope-mobile. Pope Francis got one yesterday, and it's a used car.
Oh, yeah? What's
and we're not
like?
Talking used. We're talking used. 30 years old and 186,000 miles on it.
Is it a Yugo?
No, it's not. No, it's a Renault. But here's what happened. It's a 1984 white four-door Renault. And it was a gift to the Pope from a 69-year-old Italian priest. It started
that's cool.
When Father Renzo Zacca sent Francis a letter about his work in Verona. And that turned into a phone call last month. and Francis told him to give the car to the poor. Well, but the priest responded, this car's already given much to the poor, so now it needs to go to the Pope. So it did. So they delivered it yesterday, and in kind of a freaky moment, the Pope climbs in the car and drives off.
Nobody
with security.
It?
Yeah. With security going, but what?
Yeah,
what?
Security a little concerned. Priest said, you know, he. By the way, he used to have a Renault when he was in Argentina, and he said it never left him stranded. So he wanted to hop in the car and drive around. So
well, that's great.
Pope out there doing that.
That's fine.
That's awesome.
Well, it's our Fantasy Week story today. You know, every day this week, or
this
not
is Fantasy Week,
Fashion Week actually. Not
oh,
fantasy, Fashion Week. It's Fashion Week in New York, and we always love to do stories about fashion, right?
Oh.
Yeah, right. Duck Dynasty.
I heard about this.
Sadie Robertson partnered with some designer for a line of prom dresses called Sadie Robertson Live Original.
Mm-hmm.
She walked the runway wearing a black and white gown from the collection. Did she have on, you know, like a ZZ Top beard like her hubby does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Crocs, you know Crocs,
yeah, she's
right?
16 years old.
Oh, is she? I had no
yeah,
idea.
She's, okay. And she, all of her dresses are, quote, daddy approved.
Oh, okay.
Has to be low, you know, the, it has to be
certain
long
neckline
enough.
Neckline and stuff
do you,
like
do
that.
Do you watch Duck Dynasty?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I've seen a little clip of it, and it, I just
that's
was
how you
tickled.
Found out about that?
No, I found out about it just because everybody I know is talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean how I found out about the fashion thing?
No, just how you found out about this girl. I'm just. Yeah.
Oh, because in the thing I read, it said she was 16 years old.
Careful, you're getting close to pop culture, Kat. Don't want to be
know,
doing that.
I just want to remind you, I am a little bit younger than you.
Yeah, a little bit. That's right. A lot bit, as a matter of fact. Hey, you know Crocs? The
yes.
Little ugly.
I
plastic
like
shoes, okay?
I have a pair.
I understand.
All those holes in them make your feet kind of smart.
Rack.com says that the high-class Crocs for women are on the way.
Oh,
women
yeah.
That love modern art, expression, and the fashion that comes from it. The line will include flats, mules, and heeled pumps. They'll retail for $80 to $120 bucks. What do Crocs cost?
30 or so, depending
yeah.
On...
See,
or off-brand Crocs. That's what I've seen, like $5.
Knock-off Crocs. No, but, that, I mean, see, they looked at that thing and went, wait a minute, we're not making enough money.
Would that be a Croc?
Yeah, it would.
Oh.
That's what it is, I guarantee you.
You know, I would wear Crocs, you know, in the garden or to the water park, somewhere you need to hose it off. Is that really the kind of market where you need something that's blinged out in high fashion?
I guess we'll see whether or not it sells, and that'll be the answer. We'll let the market decide. A California man accidentally stole a cat while he was drunk.
How do you accidentally steal
something? I don't
know.
You got to be majorly drunk, I would think. The unidentified kitty bandit posted an ad on Craigslist the next morning, hoping to find the animal's owners. In the ad, he says, I was extremely intoxicated and thought he was just some random stray I was rescuing. He later realized the cat had an owner, and his name was printed on the collar. He now hopes that Django's owners will come forward and claim the kitty and forgive him for his accidental theft.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. It may be a better home than where he is. You know, I'm just
could
saying.
Be.
Yeah, no, can't be sure. Okay, so
I don't know. Not if he gets drunk and sells the cat. Yeah. Or
I know out in the hallway we were discussing who the new judges are going to be on the British version of The Voice. Remember that? We were
yes,
talking about
I,
that
absolutely.
Earlier
is it
this
the X Factor?
No, The Voice.
Five or 10 minutes is yeah. Worth of that. Easy.
So it'll be Kylie
Minogue.
Thank you. Will I Am and Tom Jones.
That is an eclectic group right there, boy.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. I like that just fine. And here you go. In France, a court has ordered a pig farm to compensate an employee who went deaf from exposures to too many pig squeals.
Wow.
Golly. I mean, this sounds like here. You know, there's bound to be an attorney behind this who's getting them the money. The court ruled that the Pellerisi Piggery, what it's called, committed an inexcusable error by failing to provide ear protection for its workers. This 59-year-old worker had worked at the farm for almost 7 years, was in charge of feeding nearly 4,000 pigs. It's unclear how much money he will be rewarded, or awarded, I guess, but the court said his deafness definitely resulted from being forced to work in conditions incompatible with human dignity.
Dude.
Just saying. There it is.
Incompatible with
human dignity.
Do pig workers usually go deaf? Do they have, over history, have they usually worn ear protection?
Sounds to me there's a could be that there's a possible grant opportunity.
I might
sue,
like, if my sense of smell was ruined. Yeah, but
I'm just saying there could be grant opportunity there. If you know a grant writer, that could be something.
Why don't
that
you write
out.
One, Scott?
I don't care that much, but that's what I'm merely answering your question.
You ready for the creepy factor of all creepy
factors? Let's do it.
Apple has got the new iPhone, right?
Okay.
Their big feature is the built-in fingerprint scanner.
Sure, right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark Rogers is the head of a mobile security company called Lockout. And he says that one of the biggest problems with this is people are going to remove your finger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there that much information that's that important in your phone? I mean, I'm not for sure. I would think that... Go ahead.
According to this guy, it's never been a widespread problem because very people have used fingerprint security in the past. But that's going to change once millions of people have new iPhones and suddenly everyone's using their finger to use it for security.
Huh. Well, you know, what I do is maybe not use my index finger, you know? That way, if they cut that one off, I've still got the one I'd need.
John Deere Z-Trek zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. Get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Trek 915B zero-turn mower. Mow like the pros do with fast, easy mowing, plus an offer that can't be beat. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 10/25/13, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What images about marriage pop into your head when you hear the word love? Moonlit walks on the beach with your spouse? An unforgettable experience from years back? Or do you think of rolling up your sleeves and getting to work? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It took a garden for Andy Stanley to learn that true love requires action. It happened one summer after his wife said she wanted to plant some vegetables in the backyard. Andy wasn't really interested in digging through the dirt. More importantly, he worried it would interfere with what he hoped was one of his wife's biggest priorities, himself. So he tried to talk her out of it. But then it hit him. This wasn't a question of whether he enjoyed pulling weeds. Love required him to look out for her interests, not his. With that insight, it wasn't long before he was in the garden with a shovel. The truth is, most of us have a tendency to treat love like a noun, a thing we get from somebody else. And if it doesn't measure up to our starry-eyed expectations, we simply toss it aside. Is it any wonder divorce rates are so high in a culture with an easy-come, easy-go mentality? Instead, we should train ourselves to think of love as a verb. In other words, as something we do rather than something we get. For help building a stronger marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Yesterday, Bama coach Nick Saban met with the media, and one of the first questions he was asked about was playing in a very tough Kyle Field.
Well, you know, I'm sure this is going to be a difficult place for us to play. And I think it'll take a special discipline, focus on our players' part, you know, be able to manage the external circumstances that they're going to be in, whether it's crowd noise, whatever it might be. And I think that's very challenging. All right, now, the last three games we lost, I think we lost at home. All right, so I'm still not looking forward to playing tough places in the SEC on the road.
As for his thoughts on Johnny?
You know, I think the guy's a great competitor. And regardless of any other circumstance that goes on around him, when he's playing on the field, he's doing everything he can to help his team win and trying to make every choice and decision to do it. And he is a fierce competitor.
And when it rains, kickoff is scheduled for 2:40. Festivities in town have already started. Now, as for Von Miller, when it rains, it pours. Now, he's already been arrested once for a failure to appear in court warrant, and it might happen again if he goes to California. The bad news is Denver plays California in Week 10 and Week 17 in Oakland and San Diego. The Broncos and the suspended linebacker have an open warrant for his arrest in the state of California. The warrant stems from yet another traffic ticket, this one in Orange County, but he never showed up for the court date. So if he didn't get things taken care of when he makes the trip to San Diego and Oakland, he could be in some hot water. Yahoo is reporting that five SEC players received improper benefits during their college careers, including former Alabama offensive tackle DJ Fluker, casting yet more dark clouds over college sports. The other players were Tennessee quarterback Tyler Bray, defensive lineman Maurice Couch, Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, and wide receiver Chad Bumpus. And here's ESPN's SEC guy, Chris Lowe.
The problem with this is these guys are all gone except for Mo Couch, who's a current player. So I think the key here for the schools now is, what did they know? Were they negligent in any way? Were there things they should have known and sort of stuck their head in the sand? Like, those are the things now, as you look at it from Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi State's perspective, I think that's the key question.
The report cited text messages and financial records of former Alabama defensive end Luther Davis and an unnamed NFL source who said Davis was a go-between for players with NFL agents and financial advisors. And now to the wackiness that has been NASCAR in the last week. Is it NASCAR or a government scandal? You'll have to be the judge. As an Associated Press review of radio communications from last Saturday's Sprint Cup race at Richmond reveals that Front Row Racing Motorsports asked for a deal from Penske Racing in the closing laps and then helped make sure Penske Racing's Joey Logano made the chase for the championship by having one of their own drivers back off. David Gilliland's spotter tells his crew that Logano's team wants Gilliland's spot on the track, quote, and they said they'd probably be able to help us out in the future, end quote. A short time later, Logano passes Gilliland on a restart and finished 22nd, just one spot ahead of Gilliland and good enough to get into the berth for the chase field. They're still investigating. In Major League Baseball, the Pirates completed a three-game sweep in interleague matchup of wild card leaders at 7-5 over the slumping Texas Rangers yesterday. Rangers skipper Ron Washington was asked what needed to be done to stop the skid.
We just got to do what we have to do to make sure we win ball games. That's all. I'm not concerned. We'll be ready to play when Oakland come to town.
Pirates moved within a half game of the NL Central leading St. Louis Cardinals with the win. Chris Carter singled in two runs to lead the Houston Astros to a 6-1 win over the Seattle Mariners last night. The Stros won all three and swept the Seattle Mariners, and that's the third sweep for the Astros this season. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Anthony Spencer has practiced for the first time this season. He said he should be able to go week two against Kansas City this Sunday.
I mean, I feel good. See if how I feel in the morning. Everything I've been doing has been getting better every day, so I haven't had any setbacks.
Hopping back over the big school for a little bit, the 5-1 Texas A&M volleyball team makes its home season debut as the Aggies host A&M's Invitational today through Saturday at Reed. The Aggies take a four-match win streak into their opening contest against Siena this morning at 10:30. They return to action at 7:30 this evening to face off against 16th-ranked Florida State, who, oh, by the way, was an NCAA Final Four team back in 2011. And finally, A&M women's golf team finished fifth on the leaderboard Wednesday at the Memorial Tournament hosted by Traditions Golf Club. Individually, senior Katrina Rezikova paced the Aggies for a second place with a 2-over par for the tournament. Haley Mills from the University of Kentucky finished first at 3-under. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have a wide selection of batteries, chargers, and accessories for nearly every cell and smartphone.
Our helpful experts can test your cell phone battery, and if you need a new one, they can help you find the perfect replacement. They'll even recycle your old battery for you. So come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and let us turn your cell phone frown upside down. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the largest selection of batteries for cell phones and smartphones, located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
You get home from work and discover your heating and cooling is out. It's after hours, and you think there's no hope. Think again. Barker's Heating and Cooling is now open from 8 till 8, Monday through Friday. And if you call, you pay no overtime charges for after-hours service. Barker's understands things happen. And with your work schedule, you can't always call during regular business hours. That's why Barker's provides their customers with service from 8 to 8 for a daytime rate. Barker's Heating and Cooling, earning your seal of approval every day.
This Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare. Statistics show that one out of three people over age 65 will have a fall this year. Many things can cause a fall. Poor lighting, side effects of new medications, blood pressure changes, not getting enough rest, or simply not paying attention to the task at hand. To limit your risk for a fall, here are a few suggestions. Have your eyes tested regularly. Stay active. Wear non-skid, low-heeled shoes, and remove tripping hazards such as throw rugs. Remember the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett. The Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. It's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon, so visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda. CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
Newstalk 1620 WT. A couple of minutes till restaurants that aren't around much anymore. Restaurants that used to be around but aren't around much anymore. Got six of them. Number six is Bennigan's. After declaring bankruptcy and shutting its doors to 200 restaurants in 2008, there are just 40 of them left. Experts are not optimistic about the growth. Sambo's.
I missed the Monte Cristo sandwich. Yeah.
Sambo's.
I remember Sambo's.
Yeah, right. At its peak, this all-American joint boasted 1,200 locations.
Wow.
Now there is one.
Really?
One left. It's the original in Santa Barbara, California. The Wings and More in College Station. That's where Sambo's was.
No kidding.
Yep. Ground Round. I've never even heard of this.
Yep.
Okay. There's still 25 of these places to grab the grub. Places like Buffalo Wild Wings pretty much have put them out of business. Chi-Chi's. Remember Chi-Chi's?
Yep, I do.
Yep. Although the company still makes salsa and chips, quick Mexican options like Taco Bell and Chipotle have run them into the ground. Steak and Ale. Which is nothing but a grassy lot across the street from the Eagle now. Founded back in 1966, they had 200 locations in
the old Oxford Street restaurant?
Yep, right. That was Steak and Ale originally. Now there are none. Zero. And Howard Johnson.